Today is the 27th day of March. A big welcome. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is great to be here with you today. Grateful that we can gather, as we do every single day, out of whatever's going on, coming into this little safe oasis that we create, a space for each other every day, safe, a place for repair, a place to let all of the layers and all of the chaos and all of the things that we kind of have to pull apart and fix and navigate. I mean, we have to do all that, but we don't have to do that all right now. We're here for some direction to allow the scriptures to speak into our lives. And this is a safe place for that, so let's do it. We are in the book of Deuteronomy. Moses' last speeches or his last discussions with the children of Israel before he's no longer their leader anymore. These are the important things that he has to say to the people that he has led and given his life to. Today, Deuteronomy chapters 7 and 8. When the Lord your God brings you into the land you are entering to possess and drives out before you many nations, the Hittites, Girgashites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, seven nations larger and stronger than you, and when the Lord your God has delivered them over to you and you have defeated them, then you must destroy them totally. Make no treaty with them and show them no mercy. Do not intermarry with them. Do not give your daughters to their sons or take their daughters for your sons, for they will turn your children away from following me to serve other gods, and the Lord's anger will burn against you and will quickly destroy you. This is what you are to do to them. Break down their altars, smash their sacred stones, cut down their Asherah poles, and burn their idols in the fire. For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth to be his people, his treasured possession. The Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other peoples. For you were the fewest of all peoples. But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath he swore to your ancestors that he brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments. But those who hate him, he will repay to their faces by destruction. He will not be slow to repay to their face those who hate him. Therefore, take care to follow the commands, decrees, and laws I give you today. If you pay attention to these laws and are careful to follow them, then the Lord your God will keep his covenant of love with you, as he swore to your ancestors. He will love you and bless you and increase your numbers. He will bless the fruit of your womb, the crops of your land, your grain, new wine, and olive oil, the calves of your herds and the lambs of your flocks in the land he swore to your ancestors to give you. You will be blessed more than any other people. None of your men or women will be childless, nor will any of your livestock be without young. The Lord will keep you free from every disease. He will not inflict on you the horrible diseases you knew in Egypt, but he will inflict them on all who hate you. You must destroy all the peoples the Lord your God gives over to you. Do not look on them with pity and do not serve their gods, for that will be a snare to you. You may say to yourselves, "These nations are stronger than we are. How can we drive them out?" But do not be afraid of them. remember well what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to all Egypt. You saw with your own eyes the great trials, the signs and wonders, the mighty hand and outstretched arm with which the Lord your God brought you out. The Lord your God will do the same to all the peoples you now fear. Moreover, the Lord your God will send the hornet among them until even the survivors who hide from you have perished. Do not be terrified by them, for the Lord your God who is among you is a great and awesome God. The Lord your God will drive out those nations before you, little by little. You will not be allowed to eliminate them all at once, for the wild animals will multiply around you. But the Lord your God will deliver them over to you, throwing them into great confusion until they are destroyed. He will give their kings into your hand, and you will wipe out their names from under heaven. No one will be able to stand up against you. You will destroy them. The images of their gods you are to burn in the fire. Do not covet the silver and gold on them, and do not take it for yourselves, or you will be ensnared by it, for it is detestable to the Lord your God. Do not bring a detestable thing into your house, or you, like it, will be set apart for destruction. Regard it as vile and utterly detested, for it is set apart for destruction. Be careful to follow every command I am giving you today, so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land the Lord promised on oath to your ancestors. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years, to humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothes did not wear out, and your feet did not swell during these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. Observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in obedience to him and revering him, for the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with brooks, streams, and deep springs gushing out into the valleys and hills, a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil and honey, a land where bread will not be scarce and you will lack nothing, a land where the rocks are iron and you can dig copper out of the hills. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud and you will forget the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He led you through the vast and dreadful wilderness, that thirsty and waterless land with its venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you water out of hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the wilderness, something your ancestors had never known, to humble and test you so that in the end it might go well with you. You may say to yourself, "My power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me." But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your ancestors, as it is today. If you ever forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and worship and bow down to them, I testify against you today that you will surely be destroyed. Like the nations the Lord destroyed before you, so you will be destroyed for not obeying the Lord your God. Luke 7:36-8:3. When one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him, he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. A woman in that town who lived a sinful life learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house. So she came there with an alabaster jar of perfume. As she stood behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner." Jesus answered him, "Simon, I have something to tell you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. "Two people owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he forgave the debts of both. Now which of them will love him more?" Simon replied, "I suppose the one who had the bigger debt forgiven." "You have judged correctly," Jesus said. Then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, as her great love has shown. But whoever has been forgiven little, loves little." Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The other guests began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." After this, Jesus traveled about from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, and also some women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had come out, Joanna, the wife of Cusa, the manager of Herod's household, Susanna, and many others. These women were helping to support them out of their own means. Psalm 69:1-18. For the director of music, to the tune of Lilies, of David. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in the miry depths where there is no foothold. I have come into the deep waters. The floods engulf me. I am worn out calling for help. My throat is parched. My eyes fail looking for my God. Those who hate me without reason outnumber the hairs of my head. Many are the enemies without cause, those who seek to destroy me. I am forced to restore what I did not steal. You, God, know my folly. My guilt is not hidden from you. Lord, the Lord Almighty, may those who hope in you not be disgraced because of me, God of Israel. May those who seek you not be put to shame because of me. For I endure scorn for your sake, and shame covers my face. I am a foreigner to my own family, a stranger to my own mother's children. For zeal of your house consumes me, and the insults of those who insult you fall on me. When I weep and fast, I must endure scorn. When I put on sackcloth, people make sport of me. Those who sit at the gate mock me, and I am the song of the drunkards. But I pray to you, Lord, in the time of your favor and your great love, O God, answer me with your sure salvation. Rescue me from the mire. Do not let me sink. Deliver me from those who hate me, from the deep waters. Do not let the flood waters engulf me, or the depths swallow me up, or the pit close its mouth over me. Answer me, Lord, out of the goodness of your love. In your great mercy, turn to me. Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer me quickly, for I am in trouble. Come near and rescue me. Deliver me because of my foes. Proverbs 12:1. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but whoever hates correction is stupid. So Moses continues with his discourses, his final discussions in Deuteronomy, and he continues to plead with the people, his hearers, those he has led. He gave a dire warning to the people who are about to cross into the land of promise. If they mix, they will be destroyed. When they enter the land, they are to destroy all worship of lesser gods. If they don't, eventually, they will be seduced. And that's not a small word. They will be seduced away from God. They will break covenant. They will cheat, which would have devastating consequences on them, because the covenant is full of blessings, and breaking the covenant is full of curses. Not so much different from any kind of situation that is contractual, basically, as we understand it today. Then he reminded them they were very, very special, significantly special. He said, you're a holy people who belongs to the Lord. Of all the people on the earth, God chose you to be his own special possession. The Lord didn't set his heart on you and choose you because you're so awesome, right? So you're so numerous than the other nations. You were smaller than all of them. It was simply that the Lord loves you, and he was keeping the oath he had sworn to your ancestors. He told them that there was no ceiling on the blessing that was coming toward them if they would just listen, if they would be faithful, if they would stay true, if they would obey. And then he gave them what, like a prophetic warning. And we have to see it clearly. It describes what's going to happen. It describes our own journey, though. Beware, he says. Beware that when things get plentiful, that you don't forget the Lord your God and disobey his commands and decrees that I'm giving you. So yeah, when we're in the wilderness, when it feels like there's fires burning all over the place, like we have so many fires to put out, we don't have enough water. We're just running around trying to put out fires. We have no way to get ourselves out of this mess, this wilderness. It becomes really clear in our lives, in those situations, that our only hope is in God. For most of us, those are seasons that we pass through. It's in the times of plenty that we tend to forget who we are. We get entitled. We begin to take. We forget how we got here. We forget that God's hand is in all of it. Moses instructed the people that if they did forget the wilderness and how they got here, and start believing that they achieved this all on their own, and this new land is theirs in their own strength and power, they would have, they would be dooming themselves. Moses gave context to the entire wilderness experience. He revealed the larger story to the people. God had used the wilderness to mature his children. He used the stark barrenness of the desert to show them that in all circumstances, they were utterly dependent on him for life. And if they forget this truth, they will lose their identity. And when that happens, they will fade away. Moses said it like this. He did all this so you would never say to yourself, I have achieved this wealth with my own strength and energy. Remember the Lord your God. He is the one who gives you power to be successful in order to fulfill the covenant he confirmed with your ancestors with an oath. So these events happening in Deuteronomy, these are thousands of years ago. Thousands of years have passed between Moses speaking this out and us hearing it now. But the truths there are completely relevant to our lives. May we remind ourselves and remember that our only hope, whether we're in the wilderness or whether we're in a time of plenty, either way, our entire existence is utterly dependent upon God. If we forget this, we will forget who we are and we will fade away. And so, Holy Spirit, this has played out in our lives probably many times over the years. It's when times get good and we get arrogant and we get haughty and prideful, and it's easy and we drift and we forget who we are, and then the bottom falls out and we weren't as strong or secure as we thought we were, that we begin to realize that we have veered off a path that we should have, we have allowed influences in, mixture that should have never been there. We have begun to worship lesser gods. We have broken covenant. We have betrayed. Holy Spirit, we beg forgiveness. We are like sheep who have gone astray indeed. And yet we know our shepherd's voice. We know the Father's voice. And so, Holy Spirit, lead us back to where we belong and away from where we don't, that we might always know that in good times and in challenging times, we are utterly dependent on God for all of it. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. That is the website. It is where you find out what's going on around here. The Daily Audio Bible app will do all of that as well. So check it out. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. Check out the different categories that are there in the shop, the different things that are available. Everything from coffee and tea to the God of Your Story, which is a written daily dose of what the Daily Audio Bible is and what we do each day, or the breathing prayer, the book that Jill and myself and Ezekiel wrote to, well, it's a little prayer for big feelings, and it doesn't really matter how old you are. To any of the number of resources that are in the shop, check them out. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you. With deep gratitude and humility, thank you. We wouldn't be here if we weren't in this together. So, thank you. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I am Brian. Indeed, I love you, and I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
This is Double Dabber Danny in Florida. About timestamp 9 minutes and 47 seconds, a young man called up, didn't know if his prayer was being heard by us or by God, but I just wanted to assure him that he is heard, and you do matter. We love you. We lift you up to our Lord and Savior. Lord, we pray for an outpouring of your Holy Spirit upon this young man's heart. Let him know that you are there, that you will heal him, you will guide him by the hand, and you will fill his cup, Lord. I understand being emotionally drained, being angry. That was very much the story of my life when I was younger. So my prayers go out to you. We care about you. We lift you up. We speak the name of Jesus over you. And we just ask you to call in again. Anytime, please let us know how you're doing. We give this to God. We trust in his healing, and we trust him to lead you to Christian friends and people who can guide you and comfort you and just be there for you. And we're here for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hi, y'all. This is Taken with Love from Louisiana, and this shout out of praise goes to Marshall in Vancouver. Oh, brother, what an exciting thing that you led Katie to the Lord. My goodness, these are the joyful, exciting things that we love to hear. We get so many prayer requests that seem like doom and gloom. But this is just so joyful. So let's pray for Katie right now. Lord, thank you for, first of all, that Marshall saw the need, stepped into action with love and kindness, and led her to you, O God. What a joyful day in heaven that must have been. Father, I pray over Katie. I pray right now, God, that you would give her a hunger and a thirst for righteousness. Father, give her the desire to seek you with her whole heart and her whole soul. looking straight ahead, full into your wonderful face. Don't let her look to the left or the right, Lord. Let her eyes be in the windshield of life, not in the rearview mirror. Oh, Father, I pray over Marshall that you would give him even more boldness to speak the truth in love to those that he just knows in his spirit needs your touch. Father, I just thank you for this praise request. What an uplifting time this is for us to rejoice together as a community, because this is what it's all about. I love you, Lord. I praise you for your word, and I praise you for your forgiveness and your power. And I pray all of this in Jesus' name.
Hey, Dab Fam, it is Dancing Dave. I am calling in with a prayer request for my buddy Jay, who has esophageal cancer that spread to his spine and ate away a couple of vertebrae that they have already replaced with carbon fiber. And it has spread to his ribs and his head. So they are developing a treatment plan and are optimistic, and he's in good spirits. And I just pray for him to know the peace of Jesus and for Jehovah Rapha, our great healer, to bring his healing hands on Jay and all those in our communities and loved ones that are in need of his touch and his presence and his salvation. So thank you for that, Lord and family. Love you all. Bye now.
Hello, this is DR in Florida. I'm calling to wish Brian and Jill a happy anniversary. Thank you, Brian and Jill, for your openness about your past struggles in your relationship as husband and wife, and your victory every day you commit again. Not just stay together, but to love one another. Thank you for being a godly example of keeping the vow you made to the Lord to put God first in your relationship and move past brokenness and healing and wholeness. Thank you for your testimony of hope. God can repair relationships. May I always remember, as I follow Jesus, forgiveness is a process, repentance is a lifestyle. I pray this in Jesus' name, amen.
Greetings, DAB family. This is Walking in the Light in Tennessee, checking in again. Just loving the DAB family, loving the word, loving the people, loving the prayers, the miracles, the circumstances, the healing, the hope. All that God is doing through this family is just blowing my mind. And not only that, but, you know, there are so many people in the world that are still believing and praying that are not a part of the DAB, but the DAB is awesome. And so I thank you. Oh Lord, I thank you for helping me to find my way. And I'm so glad to hear from Kathy in Kentucky, who I absolutely love. I just don't know why, but my heart is just drawn to her so much. Just her the sincerity of her voice, the way that she speaks. And so Father, sister, I want you to know that I'm praying with you for any and every circumstance, not only Kathy in Kentucky, but oh, so many. Our God is an awesome God, and he is worthy to be praised. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, these are strange and evil days that we live in, but you have given us a safe haven in the DAB family. We can always go there, pray for one another, hear prayers answered, be a part of the community of faith, have our faith, flex our faith muscles. That's what I like to say, flex our faith muscles. Let me encourage every one of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to flex your faith muscles. Believe, and do not doubt, but believe. God is good. He is merciful. He is kind. He is loving. Yes, we go through, we struggle, we suffer, we cry, all of that. That's a part of the human condition. God is still good. We love you, and I love the DAB family. This is Walking in the Light in Tennessee. Still Walking in the Light in Tennessee. Good night.
Hi, it's Heather in Tennessee. I am calling for Anonymous in California. He's going into surgery for his back. And I pray, Lord, that you will be with the doctor's hands. I pray, Lord, that you will guide all the hands. I pray, Lord, for Anonymous's body. Lord, that he will come through this without much discomfort. I pray, Lord, that there are going to be people around him encouraging him, lifting him up, helping him. I pray, Lord, that you will just give him a peace. I pray, Lord, that if it's within your will, that you just heal him before the surgery. That would be great. He's been in some pain for quite some time. And I pray, Lord, that you will just allow him to know that this is where you want him to be. And I pray that he will praise you, just like Heather in Pikes Peak, Texas said, for others. Praise him. Praise him, praise him. Yes, I agree. And thank you. Amen.